With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey and his wife have entered pleas of not guilty to a dozen new charges of corruption. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Menendez and his wife pleaded not guilty to 12 new charges, including obstruction of justice, as they were being investigated for allegedly accepting bribes. The couple now accused of conspiring with three co-defendants to throw investigators off the trail after they had earlier been charged with accepting bribes from Egypt in exchange for the senator's political influence. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden is gradually increasing his criticism of Israel's war with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping Israel, and how he's approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. He told MSNBC that the prime minister must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. At the same time, Mr. Biden expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas and that he would not cut off weapons for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in western Illinois say five people, including three children, have been killed after a school bus and a semi-truck collided on a highway. The bus was traveling eastbound on Illinois Route 24 on Monday when it crossed the center line into the westbound lanes in the path of the semi-truck. Both vehicles were set ablaze in the crash. The crash happened just before noon in Schuyler County, which is nearly 60 miles west of Springfield. Four people were aboard the school bus, three children and the driver. The driver of the truck was also killed. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The names of the victims have not been released. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. Florida lawmakers have passed a bill that would allow volunteer chaplains in public schools.
Under a bill that's been sent to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida school districts could opt to allow volunteer chaplains into their buildings. The state Senate passed the bill over the objections of opponents who argued religion should be kept out of schools. Supporters argue the legislation will provide another resource for children and pointed to chaplains who serve in other government roles, such as police or military chaplains. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maryland could pay for enhanced security and greater access through a grant program being considered by state lawmakers. Supporters want to tap into millions of dollars that have sat unused by insurance carriers as part of the Federal Affordable Care Act. They testified that Maryland is seeing a rising demand on its abortion clinics since Roe v. Wade was struck down. This is SRN News. The state of Georgia is resuming executions later this month following a four-year pause, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Georgia halted executions in April 2021 when the state attorney general's office entered an agreement with attorneys who represent people on death row. The break was caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, but court proceedings still continued during this time, so people on death row continued to become eligible for executions as they exhausted their appeals. On March 20th, Willie James Pye, a 59-year-old man, will be put to death in the state's first execution in 4 years. He was convicted of killing his former girlfriend and other crimes in 1993. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Officials say a man visiting the Florida Everglades is recovering after being bitten by a crocodile after falling off a boat. That attack occurred in Everglades National Park. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.